So the very next day, while Santa Claus was busily at work surrounded by his little band of assistants, the demon of selfishness came to him and said,
"These toys are wonderfully bright and pretty. Why do you not keep them for yourself? It's a pity to give them to those noisy boys and fretful girls who break and destroy them so quickly."
"Nonsense!"
cried the old greybeard, his bright eyes twinkling merrily as he turned toward the tempting demon.
"The boys and girls are never so noisy and fretful after receiving my presents, and if I can make them happy for one day in the year, I am quite content."
So the demon went back to the others, who awaited him in their caves, and said,
"I have failed, for Santa Claus is not at all selfish."
The following day, the demon of envy visited Santa Claus. Said he,
"The toy shops are full of playthings, quite as pretty as those you are making. What a shame it is that they should interfere with your business. They make toys by machinery much quicker than you can make them by hand, and they sell them for money, while you get nothing at all for your work."
But Santa Claus refused to be envious of the toy shops.
"I can supply the little ones but once a year, on Christmas Eve," he answered, "for the children are many, and I am but one. And as my work is one of love and kindness, I would be ashamed to receive money for my little gifts. But throughout all the year, the children must be amused in some way, and so the toy shops are able to bring much happiness to my little friends. I like the toy shops, and am glad to see them prosper."
In spite of the second rebuff, the demon of hatred thought he would try to influence Santa Claus. So the next day, he entered the busy workshop and said,
"Good morning, Santa. I have bad news for you."
"Then run away like a good fellow," answered Santa Claus. "Bad news is something that should be kept secret and never told."
"You cannot escape this, however," declared the demon, "for in the world are a good many who do not believe in Santa Claus, and these you are bound to hate bitterly, since they have so wronged you."
"Stuff and rubbish,"
cried Santa.
"And there are others who resent your making children happy, and who sneer at you and call you a foolish old rattle-pate. You are quite right to hate such base slanderers, and you ought to be revenged upon them for their evil words."
"But I don't hate them,"
exclaimed Santa Claus positively.
"Such people do me no real harm, but merely render themselves and their children unhappy. Poor things! I'd much rather help them any day than injure them."
Indeed, the demons could not tempt old Santa Claus in any way. On the contrary, he was shrewd enough to see that their object in visiting him was to make mischief and trouble, and his cheery laughter disconcerted the evil ones and showed to them the folly of such an undertaking. So they abandoned honeyed words and determined to use force.